Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Maid franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Maid Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We will cover the history of the business and share insights on the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that is yours for the taking.
Welcome to the Molly Maid Canada podcast. I am your host, Fiona Stein. And on today's episode, we welcome Jill Crouch, who is the Director of Information Technology at Molly Maid. Thanks for being with us today, Bill.
Thanks for having me.
So to get us started, can you please explain to us what your role is?
I'm the Director of IT. So I am responsible for the management, development, and support of our main IT infrastructure here at Molly Maid Canada, and then also with all of our franchise partners. That's what I do.
Okay. Well, it sounds very interesting and very exciting. So what software is available to the Molly Maid franchisees? And can you give us a little bit of information about what it does?
Yeah, so we've basically got two main systems. One is a lead management system for managing all of the new inquiries that come into the franchise. And the other one is a CRM system, which allows the franchise partner to manage existing customers or staff, their basic payroll functions and that. So the lead management system that we have currently, we just migrated from a legacy application to a new application called vTiger. And then the customer relationship management system or CRM system is still a legacy application called Genie, but we're looking to move that to a new technology over the next sort of year to 2 years. So.
Okay. And so with the lead management system, which you said is vTiger, so those inquiries or new potential customers, those leads then would come from where?
Oh, yeah. So if anybody goes to the Molly Maid Canada website and fills out the inquiry form there to get information about home cleaning services, that would go directly into vTiger and notify the franchise partner that there was a lead there and prompt them to follow up on it. As well, if somebody called into the franchise, they would put it in directly. Or if it went to our customer care center, the customer care center agent would then enter that information into the system, which would then appear in the franchise partner's vTiger application.
And with that vTiger, if we have anyone that was interested in a Molly Maid franchise that would be listening or watching this podcast today, what would you say are some of the benefits of using this lead management system? Like, are there any automated processes?
Well, yeah. I mean, the real reason to use a lead management system is so that you can effectively manage those leads and turn them into customers at a higher conversion rate. So, what we recommend doing is when that comes in, there's a whole process that you go through to try to convert them. And that's a multi-stage process, which, we'll get into in terms of training. But if you follow those processes, you're going to have conversion rates in the 65-70% range. If you don't follow those processes, we see that the conversion rates drop down to about 25%. So it really is integral in getting a high conversion rate for your potential customers to use these systems.
I see. That absolutely makes sense. And I guess from, an operator perspective, it streamlines things as well. And if you're writing things on paper, you're not losing the paper and the follow-up is easy and all of those things, I would imagine, as well. And then with the CRM that you mentioned, which you said that was for employee and customer management, that piece or that software that the franchisees are using, that does help with scheduling, I would assume.
So basically, when you convert a lead into a customer, it's transferred from one system to the next, to the Genie system. And then you would schedule the cleans in there. And it automatically schedules if they're running on a monthly frequency or also weekly frequency. It also schedules, the teams that are working on those cleans so that when you come to the end of the week and you're posting out your week, you're going to be able to pull your payroll. You're going to be able to push your credit card transactions out from that. It really allows you to manage everything else within the business pretty much. So.
Yes, that's awesome. And I also understand that there is a payroll company that is integrated with that CRM, as well as a credit card processing agent. So again, as an incoming or potential individual interested in a Molly May franchise, it really helps to streamline those processes. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're trying to manually process credit cards, I mean, depending on the size of the franchise, you know, you could be spending anywhere from an hour to, you know, 6 hours a week doing that. If you're using, you know, the application and they're directly integrated with Moneris, you know, it's a 2-minute process to process all of your credit cards for the week, regardless of the size of your franchise. Same with payroll. Some people are happy doing payroll. Most people probably find it something that's a bit tedious. So, you know, we've integrated with a company called Payworks that basically at the end of the week, once you've checked the information, you can just export a file and import it onto the website, and then they'll manage the payroll for you.
Wow, that's excellent. So again, you know, very streamlined processes through the software to help franchise partners manage their businesses more effectively and efficiently.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's really what all software is about, right? Is finding efficiencies, you know, that you can eliminate by using software to automate it.
Absolutely, yes. And that's what you're here for, to help us with. And so, Phil, can you tell us a little bit about the support that Molly Maid offers for these software programs?
Great. So, yeah, good question. I mean, we offer really robust support programs for our franchise partners. So we're really hands-on with them. It's not just, you know, you've got a frequently asked questions site or something like that. So if a franchise partner has a problem with any technology or really any problem in their business, the first line of defense is their franchise coach. So they would call them and they would explain the problem. If it's a technology-related issue, what happens is the franchise coach will log into their computer using a bit of software that we use to do that. You know, it gives one-time remote access. So it's not like the franchise coach has access to the franchise partner's computer on a daily basis. It's only the one time when they allow it. But then the franchise coach would review the issue in real time with the franchise partner, be able to see what's happening on their computer. And then they would either fix it or resolve it or explain it. Sometimes it's not a technology issue. It's just a question about technology. And then if the franchise coach can't resolve it there, what happens is it gets entered into a case management system, which we keep here. And then one of our technicians, IT technicians, would actually get on the phone and then follow up with the franchise partner and then resolve it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So lots and lots of support and help when the franchisee needs it, right?
Yes.
So you did mention earlier about the Genie, which is the CRM to manage the customers and the employees, software. And, you know, there were going to be some improvements with that. You know, we just made the modifications to the lead management system. So what does the future of IT look like at Molly? If you're
Yeah, so I mean, we're constantly revising and updating our systems. I think we have a pretty good balanced approach to technology. So, you know, we tend to only implement things that we know are going to have an actual effect on efficiencies in the business. We don't necessarily grab the latest and greatest just because it's new and experiment, because we understand that, you know, Molly Made It, as a franchise partner, you're paying for this technology. So we don't want to incur unrequired costs just because we think it might, you know, it might be good or it might be neat or it might be cool. It's really about finding a return on investment for, you know, your, as a franchise partner, your investment in technology. So we're probably not, you know, we're not going to be the early adopters of a lot of things. We're going to wait, see, and then we're going to implement when we know there's actual a return on investment.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense, because you do see some of that, you know, some companies that, you know, jump on the latest and greatest software, but maybe then there's issues down the road because it, you know, it doesn't live up to its name, so to speak. So I think that's a great way to, you know, to look at handling the technology within the company.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that we wouldn't jump on something that's new if we can make a business case for it in that moment, right? So, you know, if there's something that comes out which we can see immediately would be able to, you know, save franchise partners a huge amount of time or a huge amount of money, you know, we'd be making a business case for that as soon as it's available. But it's just that we need to have that business case, and we need to do something because everybody else is doing it's the latest and greatest, right? So.
So is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners and viewers today, Bill?
I just think, you know, it's Molly Maid is a great investment. I mean, I believe a ton in Molly Maid. I've been here working with Molly Maid in a contract role or as an employee for, you know, 20 years. And I've also, you know, put my money where my mouth and actually purchased a franchise as well. So I really, really believe in this brand. And I believe the people that, you know, back up this brand at our support office as well. And in our franchise partners as well.
Yeah. So you must have started here, what, when you were 10? Well, thanks so much for sharing all of this great information with us, Bill. The way we communicate certainly has changed over the years, and it's so interesting to hear what's happening with technology at Molly Maid and how we're able to streamline these processes and definitely some of these things to improve our overall communication with our customers. So if anyone would like to connect with me about a Molly Maid franchise, please visit mollymaid.ca or feel free to send me an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymaid.ca. Thanks again, Phil, and have a great day.
Thanks, Leela. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. If you are interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Maid Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymaid.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode.